USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
More problems reported with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Georgia on Friday stops administering the vaccine after 8 people report side effects. The CDC investigating. USC professor of medicine David Agus telling CBS News we shouldn't overreact.
The current vaccines that are out there in the public work against all of the variants. The American public should rest assured that science is pivoting along with our knowledge to be able to take care of this. And the benefits of the vaccine tremendously outweigh any potential downside.
The CDC investigating similar issues in Iowa, Colorado, and North Carolina. The White House reportedly considering transferring cash to Central American countries in an effort to stop the flow of people trying to enter the U.S. Reuters reporting yesterday the money could go to aid agencies in Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador. Those countries make up what's called the Northern Triangle. This is USA Radio News.
Could an ancient mystery be determining the events of our time? Could it reveal the secret of our future? Are recent events a warning that we are approaching judgment? How much time do we have left? Author Jonathan Cahn releases the book that reveals what could not be revealed until now. His newest New York Times bestseller, The Harbinger 2, The Return, embark on an epic journey to uncover the mysteries and revelations that are changing the world and will change your life. Available online and wherever fine books are sold.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
A Republican congressman under investigation, Florida's Matt Gaetz, the subject of the probe by the House Ethics Committee. Wendy King has more.
He's being accused of sexual misconduct, illicit drug use, and whether Gaetz shared inappropriate images or videos on the House floor. Gaetz spoke on stage at a Save America summit. It was hosted by the conservative group Women for America First. It was held at the Trump Doral Hotel.
I'm built for the battle, and I'm not going anywhere. The truth will prevail.
Gaetz denies any wrongdoing, and he refuses calls to resign. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The Ethics Committee also investigating New York Republican Tom Reed. Reed accused of sexually harassing a female lobbyist in 2017. Liberals pushing for Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer to retire. The advocacy group Demand Justice saying yesterday the 82-year-old's retirement would pave the way for President Biden to nominate a black woman to the high court. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The man who ruled George Floyd's death a homicide on the witness stand, Hennepin County Chief Medical Examiner Dr. David Baker, testifying yesterday in the trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin. Baker explaining why he ruled Floyd's death a homicide.
As a medical examiner, we applied the term homicide when the actions of other people were involved in an individual's death. In my opinion, the law enforcement subdual restraint and the neck compression was just more than Mr. Floyd could take.
Baker adds Floyd's pre-existing medical conditions, including heart disease, played a role in his death, but they were not a direct cause. Changes might be coming to the Supreme Court. Here's Tim Berg.
President Biden on Friday ordered the creation of a commission to study possible reforms of the Supreme Court, including whether to expand the number of justices or setting term limits for justices. As far as who will be on this bipartisan commission, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says,
there are progressives on the court, there are conservatives on the court. People will present different opinions and different points of view, and then they'll have a report at the end of 180 days.
The panel will be led by Bob Bauer, who served as White House counsel for former President Barack Obama and is also a fan of term limits for Supreme Court justices. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A Pentagon police officer arrested for murder for an off-duty shooting. David Hall Dixon arrested Friday for allegedly shooting to death two people in Maryland he thought were breaking into a car. Dixon also charged with attempted murder for allegedly shooting at a third person. This is USA Radio News.